Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome one, welcome all. The Bill Michaels Show, final hour of the program. We continue on this day in which the breaking news of the day has been that the Orioles in Florida to take on the Marlins tonight and the Yankees at Philadelphia. Those games have been postponed. The Marlins just played in Philadelphia over the weekend, and they have had a coronavirus outbreak in their clubhouse. Now, the Yankees were supposed to be in Philly, and until that clubhouse can be 100% sanitized, they have been told to stay out, which means the Yankees will not be taking on the Phillies tonight. In addition to that, the Marlins have their own issues because they have players that have the virus. Now they have to figure out how widespread it is. 14 players and coaches over the last few days have tested positive, and now we have to wait and see if anybody else, first and foremost, test positive, including the Philadelphia Phillies, who just played the Marlins. The Phillies players were asked to come to Citizens Bank Park today, be tested, and then to turn around and go straight home. After that, they will be notified if they indeed have the coronavirus and then be quarantined if indeed they do. If not, then they will be allowed to return to the ballpark, but once the all-clear is given. In the meantime, they have sanitation crews inside Citizens Bank Field, specifically in the visitors' clubhouse, and they are sanitizing and sterilizing that clubhouse as to get rid of any virus remnants that may be there, so that way the New York Yankees players are not then infected. So not the news that baseball wanted today when you talk about the positive tests. 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. Feel free to give us a shout. Do you think that Major League Baseball their season, if you will, is just not going to make it, for lack of a better term. That's just not, it's not going to get it. Just for the fact that I want to believe that this is a blip on the radar, but this is going to be tough. This is going to be tough. I guess I forward think, and my first thought is always the NFL, because the NFL has been, for the most part, Teflon from this. It has not had to deal with the mass outbreaks. It has not had to deal with this other than just getting ready for training camp, which, oh, by the way, starts tomorrow. You figure how the end of the month would normally be going. We would be sitting there right now with the filming of players going into St. Norbert's, and kids and families heading to Green Bay in droves, part of their vacation. You know, Titletown would be electric. The pro shop would be filled. Fans would be clamoring for the first glimpse at some of the newest Packers. You know, everybody's getting ready for a look at Aaron Rodgers post, you know, Jordan Love and Danica Patrick and anything else that, you know, Aaron has had to kind of put up with or deal with over the last, you know, few months. You know, it's just, you know, bicycles would be getting ready to be lined up. His training camp would be beginning. That's what we're missing out on right now. And it's just changed our world. Just changed our world. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, go ahead and do so. I don't know if you had a chance to see it. Pittsburgh, speaking of the Pirates and the Brewers getting ready to take on the Pirates, Derek Shelton, their manager, the first manager to be tossed this season in an argument with the home plate umpire. And both of them were then told to wear their masks, because both the umpire was starting to walk towards Shelton as they were getting ready to argue, and he had to, like, stop himself and put his mask on. And Shelton comes running out of the dugout, and he's got to put his mask up over his nose, and then they're still arguing. I mean, Shelton got thrown out even before he took the field, you know? So anyway, it was just – by the way, David Price, the NFLPA or the MLBPA, saying, now we really get to see if Major League Baseball is going to put players' health first. Remember when Manfred said players' health was paramount? Part of the reason I'm at home right now is because players' health wasn't being put first. I can see that hasn't changed. When you talk about Rob Manfred mandating masks and such, because you have managers and umpires yelling at each other without masks on. So, my assumption is David Price wants these guys, these players, these umpires suspended for not wearing their mask. When you're talking about an umpire breathing over the shoulder of a catcher, he should be wearing a mask. At least that's, you know, that's not me saying it. That's what Major League Baseball has stated. And I don't know about you, but if you were thinking this past weekend, as I was thinking, it's 91, 93 degrees, depending on where you're at, and really a good level of humidity when you talk about sticky and oppressive heat. And I went to, I told you last week that a friend of mine had passed away. And I did go down to Stenny's on Sunday. There was the celebration of life for Ken. And everybody did social distancing. And they really were vigilant about people wearing masks and about people standing, you know, 6 feet apart or more. And there was some elbow bumps. And they gave you wristbands, whatever you were comfortable with. If you were comfortable with a handshake or an elbow bump or whatever it was, then you wore a certain wristband. And if you didn't want anybody to talk to you, you wore a colored wristband. So you were looking for those colors, you know. And I did stay, you know, away from, you know, 95% of the people that were down there. Some friends of mine I said hello to, and we're a little bit closer. But my point being is that you're trying to remain cognizant of all this stuff, and leagues are trying to remain cognizant as well. And so David Price sits at home and says, you know, look, you can't have umpires breathing over the shoulders of catchers and catchers breathing in the face of batters. But I'm standing down there on Sunday thinking to myself, wearing this mask, my God, it's hard to breathe in this mask. So I understand an umpire in the heat under that equipment, under that face mask, trying to maybe breathe a little bit easier, but it wasn't easy. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't like I was passing out, but I tell you what, after about 30 minutes in the sun, walking around, waving to a few people, and then leaving, and when I finally got over to my car and I took the mask off, it was like, wow, that's a difference. So I know the league has mandated masks, and I know guys get hot, but you know, I think what Price is saying is that, hey, the league said it was all about the player's health, and now, you know, it gets a little bit hot, and suddenly nobody has to wear their mask anymore. And he's got a legitimate point. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. At Epoxy Flooring Done Right, they have epoxy coating, polyurea coatings. Whether you're a homeowner, a business owner, like with a showroom, or a big industrial owner, big warehouse, or big loading dock, they can do that as well. All you got to do is get a hold of my buddy Sean over there at epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. www.bmichaelshow.com and see for yourself what it is they got going on over there. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This one's from Jimmy. Jimmy says, hey, guys, I don't see how the NFL is going to be played this season. I want to see football more than anybody. I just think with what's going on in Major League Baseball right now, that's proof positive that guys that hang out with other guys and specifically tackle, hit, and lay on other guys, it's not going to be easy to keep this thing out. Let's scrap it and go to 2021. My buddy Steve, listening to us in Ridgefield, writes, good day, Bill. Unfortunately, I don't think the NFL season is going to get completed. The more I think about it, this whole pandemic, the more that large social gatherings and contact sports won't help the issue and may make it even worse, although I hope and pray that the season will go off as planned, but I think the odds are definitely stacked against them. Let's all just keep doing our part and hope that a vaccine is going to be approved sooner rather than later. At that point, we can all get back to our sense of normalcy. That's our buddy Steve listening to us in Ridgefield. Steve, appreciate it as always. Going to go and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get back into this. Are you worried about the Major League Baseball season? Are you worried about the NFL season after what happened today and the news breaking today? If you don't know what I'm talking about, you just tuned us in. I'll fill you in when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I've got one for you, and it comes under the term of irony regarding the Vikings. You're going to want to hear this coming up in just a moment. The Van Horn Automotive Group, they want to buy your car. Any of their Wisconsin or Iowa locations, they're going to buy your car. Whether it's a Ferrari, a Geo Metro, whatever it happens to be, your car has never been worth more. And there's no gimmicks and no pressure to trade it in either. You can sell it without the challenges of posting it online or meeting strangers who just want to take a look or any of that other rigmarole with paperwork. Okay? Visit any Van Horn location. They can do it for you or do it online. Okay, you can do it online at vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com under the Sell My Vehicle link. All right? Say you have financing or say you have service and you want some financing for your service because normally you got to pay for your auto repairs right then and there. You put it on a high-interest credit card or something. Yeah, I don't want to do that. They have financing, 0% APR for 12 months on anything up to $2,000. So don't put off that repair that you have been maybe putting off. Maybe your check engine light's been on, but the car's running okay, but you really need to get it looked at, or maybe your brakes are failing or something like that. Take it into Van Horn Auto. Go right now. Right now to the website. You can make an appointment. You can schedule it. They work on all makes and models. As a matter of fact, when you go to vanhornauto.com, you can do everything online. You can buy it online. You can sell it online. You can buy a new car, buy a used car, trade in a car, finance a car. Do it all online. All the steps are right there for you. You can even look at a vehicle virtually online. The vehicle that you would be owning online. Do all of that. They're family-born and employee-owned. All you got to do is go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. Again, vanhornauto.com. And they are there to help you and help you out, and they do it in such a wonderful way. Good, good people over there. This is under the term of irony, okay? Eric Sugarman, he is the head trainer for the Minnesota Vikings. He is also the Vikings infection control officer, okay? So a day before the players and coaches and front office and everybody's coming in to get tested for the COVID, and he is your infection control officer, he has announced that him and his family currently have COVID. That's just, I don't mean to laugh, but that's just, the irony of that made me giggle. I have to be honest with you. That was pretty funny. The Vikings say they are sanitizing their facility and have contacted anyone who was in close contact with Sugarman. The team said that those team personnel have been tested and are returning under the established guidelines. Eric has not had recent contact with players, by the way, and no additional cases within the Vikings front office have been identified as well. And Sugarman, yes, he's going to continue to serve as the Vikings infection control officer, but he's going to do it virtually because he's got to sit home for the next 2 weeks. He said, I'm humbled to be serving in that capacity and has been one of the most rewarding work of his career. But he says, as I sit here in quarantine, it is clear that the virus does not discriminate. It should continue to be taken seriously. I encourage people to take the necessary precautions and follow the guidelines that have been established nationally and locally. The Vikings veterans scheduled to report to training camp tomorrow for the coronavirus testing, and then they go on from there. So Just the Vikings, their infection control officer cannot be there because he's got the infection. It is what it is. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Go ahead and give us a shout. Not that we need to really mingle and dwell on that particular topic, but you get what I'm saying. So there you go. Got a couple other ones here. This one is from Jackie. Jackie writes in Wendy's email inbox. NFL players can be fined and their money can be held, ? If indeed they do things that are high risk. What does this mean? Has it been spelled out? You know what? No. We have not gotten like the details of this. I think I go by the old, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Okay. We talked about this earlier. The memo that was sent out by the NFLPA to agents this weekend basically says, look, if your guy catches it and he's out doing stuff that he probably shouldn't be doing when it comes to taking the chance of catching the coronavirus, then, you know, we're not going to pay him. Because I think at this point in time, everybody has their own self-responsibility to make sure things don't happen. Players were told weeks ago on a conference call with the NFLPA leadership that they could face discipline, including fines, for conduct detrimental to the team if they're found to have contracted COVID through reckless activity away from the facility. And then a memo went out this past weekend, and it reinforces that and says that such activity could allow the team to challenge the status of a COVID diagnosis as a football injury. Okay, now if the challenge were to succeed, presumably the team could place the player on a non-football injury list, and that move would allow the team then the option of not paying that particular player. So to be clear on the procedure, players are required to test negative twice before they're going to be allowed to enter the team facility at the start of training camp. And a player who is diagnosed with COVID after two negative entries will have his condition diagnosed as a football injury per the NFL and the NFLPA agreement. And the team's then going to be able to place that player on a COVID-19 specific injury reserve list from which he will be allowed to return after meeting certain criteria. The memo also states clubs and NFL can challenge that designation if indeed they deem his actions and his contact tracing to be something unnecessary. So let's just say, as they gave us some of the examples I was reading, an indoor nightclub with more than 15 people, an indoor bar with more than 15 people, other than if you're just running in to pick up food, an indoor house party. Let's just say you go to a house party or throw a house party and there's more than 15, 20 people there. A concert, entertainment event with more than 15 people. A professional sporting event other than applicable NFL games or events with more than 15 people. And this does not discriminate specifically against religion, but if you go to a service that is attended by more than 25% of the venue's capacity, so if you are in church and you see that the place is filling up, you then can be deemed as contracting the COVID virus, if indeed you should get it, unnecessarily. You should be able to look at it and say, okay, this is more than 50% or whatever, and I'm getting up and leaving. Andrew Whitworth, the LA Rams tackle, said last week, he said, look, guys are going to have to be careful outside of the building. That's it. Other items addressed in this week's weekend's NFLPA memo, there's going to be no reduction in the player's salary or bonuses if there is a complete NFL season. $17 million in 2020 player benefits have been canceled, including the second career savings plan, tuition assistance, and playoff buy and week pay. So, in other words, you used to get paid during the bye week. You're not getting paid during the bye week. That ain't going to happen. And they're going to, you know, not add into the savings plan and the tuition stuff. They're going to take a year off from all that stuff. Those benefits, by the way, will be repaid to the players through a new benefit after 2023. Most of the canceled benefits would have been new this year under the new CBA signed in March, and they will instead begin in 2021. So one other side note, a player who does choose then to opt out of this season must inform his team in writing 7 days of finalizing his side letter. His contract's then the toll, meaning it's going to be picked up next year where it is now, as long as he has earned the credited season in 2019 or was drafted in 2020. He's going to get stipend of $150,000, which will be treated as a salary advance to come out of future pay. So if you decide, you know what, maybe I've got my own health issues, my family does, I got to be around them, and you decide to opt out of this season, you're going to get $150,000, but that's going to go against future pay. And the only way you can opt out is if you were either one, just drafted, or two, you have enough time, service time, in to be able to say you don't have to, you know, you don't want to play. So there you go. That's it. By the way, if you are a player with high risk, say you have respiratory issues, say you have like blood clotting issues or some kind of something that would have been diagnosed via your physicals that could make you more susceptible to COVID or some of the higher risks of COVID, you get additional money, by the way. I think you get $350,000. So if you opt out just to opt out, that's one thing. But if you opt out because you legitimately have health concerns, you know, that because you've had issues in the past, well, then you get $350,000. But that money then goes against your future pay as well. So the memo lists 15 conditions that qualify as long as a player has a diagnosis of one of them on his medical records prior to the agreement. The high-risk categories are cancer or kidney disease, COPD, weakened immune system, from a solid organ transplant, serious heart conditions such as a heart failure, coronary artery disease, which I find interesting because I don't think any player out there has this right now. Sickle cell disease, type 2 diabetes, asthma, cardiovascular disease, cystic fibrosis, hypertension or high blood pressure, weakened immune system from blood or bone marrow transplant, immune deficiencies, HIV, use of corticosteroids, or other immune weakening medicines. So if you're on any of that, chances are you're probably already dealing with some issues when it comes to playing in the NFL. Some of those issues you probably wouldn't even be playing in the NFL, but that's what they labeled as necessary. So there you go. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk some baseball. Brewers getting ready to go into Pittsburgh, taking on the Pirates. Jeff Hathorn, sports director for 93.7 FM, The Fan in Pittsburgh. You're going to hear that conversation coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Reminder, a week from today, I should say, next Monday, going to be out at Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex in the afternoon for a golf event, golf with dinner, a cigar dinner. And if you want to get tickets, there's only eight remaining. My buddy Mike Lehman, who's the GM out there, has tickets on site. This thing is selling out, and they wanted me to tell you today. It'll be sold out by the end of the week for sure. But it's $60. You get golf. You get a cart. You get a couple of beverages. You get dinner. You get free cigars. You get entered into raffle tickets or raffle drawings immediately. They give away a ton of stuff. It's all compliments of Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery and our friends over at Quick Trip. Even if you're not a cigar smoker, that's fine. You can still come out, male or female. Doesn't matter. Still come out. We have a great time. It's a lot of fun. This is going to be a week from today. We'll be at Ironwood Golf Course out in Sussex, so look forward to seeing you out there. And don't forget, we're coming back to the Chippewa Valley. Going to be there on Thursday, August 13th at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club, and that one is selling really, really fast. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Your ticket includes dinner, cigars, beverages, the whole thing. We're going to have a great time, by the way, either New York Strip or Lake Walleye with a baked potato and dinner salad and all that kind of stuff. That's going to be your dinner. Plus, they usually do some desserts and such. It's a great place. So come on out and enjoy us in the Chippewa Valley at the one in at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club. That is August 13th. Tickets selling fast there. Go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. Tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. And we're looking forward to seeing you out there. So, Jeff Hathorne, sports director for 93.7 FM, The Fan in Pittsburgh, as the Brewers get set to take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. And you start out talking about the expectations, or more so, what is the consensus right now regarding the Pirates coming into the season?
Yeah, and it's weird because these series feel like football games. There's so much more, you know, it's normally it's like, well, it's all right. But, you know, you lose two out of three, all of a sudden, oh, man, you got to get going because there's not a lot of time in a 60-game season. I think there was very little buzz about the Pirates heading into the regular season just because it was obvious they were rebuilding even though they weren't saying it. There's not a ton of talent on this team. They ended up losing their top two starting pitchers on an already thin rotation. So there wasn't a lot of, you know, optimism about it. There was some optimism when there was talk of 16 playoff teams, which, of course, is back. But I think the fans are pretty realistic. You know, the payroll is low. There's not a lot of star power. And what they're selling, the fans, are a lot of what-ifs. And, you know, with what-ifs, and they don't normally all fall together, so you have that magical year. And I think that's what we're seeing, at least out of the start here.
Looking at the rebuild, if you will, where does the optimism fall for the Pittsburgh Pirates? Is it in 2021, 2022? What are they building towards?
That is a great question, one that we get asked all the time. I think their goal is to build towards 2022. They have a crop of young players that are just getting into the majors and a couple behind them, along with a couple of decent starting pitchers. Mitch Keller was one. He got the win yesterday in St. Louis. That is their hope. And what they would have to do is then, unfortunately, trade a Josh Bell and hope to get some good prospects in return that could play right away, or at least some major league-ready players that are being blocked at the major league level. And then it's up to them, up to the front office and up to the ownership, to be able to spend some money and fill in with some free agents. The problem you have with a situation like Pittsburgh right now is this isn't a desirable location. So a lot of times when you go to get free agents, you're having to overpay, which exacerbates your payroll situation. So that's kind of where they're at. 2022 would be their spot. They do have a couple of really good infielders in their system, and they feel good about Brian Reynolds, who had a really nice year. If Gregory Polanco can stay healthy, they have him under contract for a couple more years, and he's almost back. So, I mean, that's part of the hope with this franchise. And then they're going to have to pull off a couple of decent trades.
So as the Brewers get set to come in, I mean, I know tonight we're going to be talking about a lot of protocols. We're going to be talking about games being canceled, which throws the big bucket of cold water on the start of the baseball season. But the Brewers did not fare well. Their bats were relatively silenced in two out of the three games against the Cubs. Meanwhile, you guys put up 11 runs in three games, lost the first couple, and then finally won again yesterday before you get out of town and get out of St. Louis. You know, where is this team as we sit today getting ready for tonight's series with the Milwaukee Brewers? And we've seen Christian Yelich, Keston Hiron, a few of these guys really not hitting the ball. So maybe if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates, you're kind of smiling going, okay, maybe we're catching these guys at the right time. We can kind of get back on the winning track.
Yeah, I think they do kind of feel that way or hope that way here. You know, what you're going to see are a couple lefty starters. Steven Brault's going to go tonight. He's going to go a couple of innings, and Chad Kuhl is likely going to come in. They've set up this kind of tander starting situation with Brault and Kuhl. Brault's a great guy, but he's been very inconsistent. And then Derek Holland is going to throw in the second game. And then you get Joe Musgrove in the third. Musgrove has been around for a little bit, and he's now their ace of their staff. So pitching is still a big question mark. Hitting, you know, Colin Moran drove in 80 runs last year very quietly. He is off to a quick start, homered yesterday. Jose Osuna has been a guy that's been looking for a position, and he's with a designated hitter. He's kind of found a spot in the lineup, and through a couple of games has looked really good. And he's one of those guys that's been kind of a quad A player, but maybe this is his time to shine. Beyond that, there's not a ton of depth. Brian Reynolds has gotten off to a really slow start after having a big season his rookie year, and Josh Bell is finding it a little bit. He hasn't shown any of that power yet, but, you know, with power hitters, they can get really streaky. And can launch at any time. But it's still a young team. I mean, Gerard Dyson is a center fielder. He's the veteran on the team, and I think most other players are 28 or younger.
Off the field, when it comes to the games themselves, anything special the Pirates have in store? I mean, I know everybody's trying to do things virtually. Everybody's trying to add crowd noise. Everybody's trying to do something that's going to engage fans even more so. We saw Fox over the weekend starting to pencil in the animatronics of these virtual fans, and they were changing jerseys during things that were good and bad. So anything that the Pirates are doing to try to engage their fans a little bit more?
No, they're doing subvert. They do you know, much like the sausages in Milwaukee, they do a virtual pierogi race. And so they'll do that. They're going to interact with some fans. They did some Zooming with some fans on television where they brought them in at certain situations. But they don't have anything huge. You know, unfortunately, they've been a little behind the curve. And I don't know if that's they're trying to see what other teams are doing. They have not announced much of what they're going to do. They said that's going to develop as the season goes on. Maybe waiting for protocols, maybe to see what other teams are doing. But as far as anything special, there's, you know, unlike St. Louis, where you could put some fans over on the other side in that bar area, or Wrigley the same way, there's really no place to do that here in Pittsburgh.
Before we get out of here, like the Brewers come into this series, like I said, 1-2. You've got the Cubs on top with the Cardinals right now. How did you see this division in Major League Baseball? Many thought that this would be probably the most hard-fought division because there's so many teams near the top that could be just equal or just a tier above or a tier below one another. How did you see this division coming into the season?
No, I agree. I think it's a really tight division. I think, sadly for people in our area, I think Pittsburgh is clearly the worst team out of them all. But, you know, if they have the what-ifs fall their way, they can be competitive. And I love the emotion in these division games. I mean, you see a ton of emotion even without – fans. We saw some barking between Cardinal and Pirate players during their series this past weekend. So when you have that type of emotion, you don't know what's going to happen. I don't think St. Louis, I mean, their lineup is old, but they're like the Patriots. They always find a way to be there in the postseason mix. So Brewers have talent. You have Christian Yelich, obviously. And I think the Reds' rotation is going to keep them in every series. So I think it'll be fun. As long as we can finish this season out, and for as much bickering as there was and bad blood, and the 60-game sprint could be a lot of fun because I think these division games are going to be closely contested.
There you go. That is our good friend from over there in Philadelphia, or excuse me, in Pittsburgh, Jeff Hathorn, sports director for 93.7 FM, the Fan in Pittsburgh, giving us the lowdown on the series getting ready to start in Pittsburgh at PNC Park as the Brewers head into Pitt. And you know, you got to wonder where the MLB season's going to go because you've got the COVID tests that are positive down in Miami. They were in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is now being completely disinfected. Got some of the players for the Phillies that are coming in. They're being tested. Then they got to go back home. The games tonight in Philly and in Miami have both been postponed. Going to wonder about the state of what's coming up for Major League Baseball. As a matter of fact, we'll tell you what's going on tomorrow's program, a little bit more about this when we come back. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Appreciate them for being a part of it. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show wrapping things up. Coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Peace up, A-Town.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and we are glad you are with us. Hey, a reminder coming up tomorrow on the program. Could be a good one tomorrow. We're going to go inside that bubble. We're going to talk a little bit about the restart, if you will, of the NBA season. getting ready for that. Brian Scalabrine, our radio.com NBA insider, going to be here. And then Jeff DeForest, he's from WINZ in Miami. He's going to fill us in as to what's going on down there regarding the COVID outbreak with the Miami Marlins. And he'll give us that side of things. And then there's Joe Giglio from the Whip in Philadelphia, WIP. We're going to go into Philly, and we're going to talk with him about the process that the Phillies are going through to not only make sure that their players are healthy, but then the disinfecting process in the clubhouse at Citizens Bank Park, where the Miami Marlins just left from a weekend series. We'll get all of that discussion coming up here in the next 24 hours, because it's imperative that Major League Baseball get this right, that they figure this out and they're able to keep players safe and keep the front office people and everybody else safe in Major League Baseball. And as of right now, if you read many of the tweets from the insiders, whether it's John Heyman or anybody else for that matter, they've all basically said the same thing, that, you know, look, baseball has no intention of shutting it down. They're just going to make sure that what has gone on is dealt with, and then you move forward. And that's it. So we'll see if there's any more positive tests. If so, how many? And kind of go from there. You know, we shall see. 855-830-8640. By the way, Ken Rosenthal reporting Derek Jeter, among those who actually tested positive for the coronavirus that was previously not reported. He had joined the Marlins late on their trip to Philadelphia against the wishes of medical staff. A close friend of his had tested positive just days before. Unclear if he caused the spread or not. But the way this kind of breaks down via Ken Rosenthal is that Derek Jeter had it and then said, against medical staff advice, don't go to Philadelphia. He did, and now you do indeed have an outbreak. So, I mean, I don't know if that's, you know, what caused this outbreak, but it certainly, put it this way, it certainly didn't help it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This is from Dick, who says, I think we've completely overreacted since day one with all this COVID stuff. What makes you think anybody is going to stop now? COVID is real. When you say overreact, it's 3%, I think, is what they're saying. 3 to 5% of the population is getting it. One-third of 1%, it's becoming fatal. So you're talking a very minimal amount of people. It doesn't negate, though, the devastation that it brings when somebody who does contract COVID and has the symptoms dies from it, okay? Has it reached the 2 million mark the way it was originally, you know, kind of perpetuated to us, that we were just, it was kind of like, oh my God, it was the Zika virus and the H1N1 virus and Sharknado and everything else that we've dealt with. Every summer something happens, and that's what the media gloms onto, the national news media, if you will. But you have to report certain facts. You know, you can't just not say it because you don't want to say it. I mean, the media, a story comes from somewhere. We don't just make things up. I lump myself into the word media, but you just don't make it up. I mean, there's a truth to it, and then that truth begins to grow. Now, what you believe and what does and doesn't prevent it, and what does and doesn't prevent the spread and such, look, we've been told a lot of different things. I don't know. I wish I did. I just do my own thing. I make sure that I sanitize my hands. I don't touch my face. If I do, I do it with my elbow, or I do it with the back of my wrist or something. I'm very cognizant of that. I don't put my fingers in my eyes. I don't, you know, eat food without utensils. I make sure I wipe down my utensils if I'm out in public. I do what I can to prevent all of this. That's all we can do. So to say that we've overreacted to it, no, I mean, it's real. You don't want to, you know, I think what we can say is, for somebody that may get it, that is asymptomatic or gets some mild symptoms and then recovers, I think you can say, see, it's no big deal, right? But if that person gave it to their father or their mother who was elderly, who had an immune issue, like me, I hope to God I don't get it. But if I do, and it's an asymptomatic or a case of the flu, I can handle that. But I don't want to give it to my 85-year-old father. I don't want to be the one responsible for that. You know, I don't want my 85-year-old father to get it, put it that way. And I don't impose my will on anybody else when it comes to stuff like that. So I understand everybody's got an opinion on this, but you can't say that it's not real, because it is. And until we have, a cure or a vaccine, then it is what it is. We just hope that Major League Baseball is able to overcome, that the Marlins are able to overcome, and we continue to see highlights on SportsCenter and your local news networks, and we continue to hope that the Bucks press forward since, you know, for an appearance in the finals, something they haven't done since 1974, and hoist a trophy since 1971. We believe that's on the horizon. You know, I cannot wait for the NBA to get started. I know the NBA, while it is a growing entity when it comes to interest, I know the NBA is not the top of most people's hit radar. But I think here in these parts, if you are a mild Bucks fan, a casual Bucks fan, or a hardcore Bucks fan, or a fan of Giannis or what have you, you're really looking for this season to get underway, and you're anticipating it. You're anxious to get there. I know I am. My friends, the guys that I know, my buddies I hang out with when I go to Cincinnati or something, no. They could care less about the NBA. They're waiting for, you know, the college football season to get underway to see what Ohio State's going to do. That's all they care about. Or Kentucky, you know, the people that live across the river down there. They can't wait for Kentucky and the argument over Rupp Arena and whether or not it should be renamed. You know, that's what they care about. But right now, man, I can't wait. Got Brewers baseball, got Bucks basketball, hopefully Packers football. We'll have to wait and see what happens with collegiate, you know, football, whether it's Big Ten or anything else for that matter. So cross your fingers. Keep saying it. Knock on a little bit of wood. But coming up tomorrow, we got a good one. We're going to go to Miami. We're going to go to Philadelphia. Get the lowdown as to what's going on in both of those cities when it comes to Major League Baseball. Also, Brian Scalabrine, radio.com, NBA Insider, going to give us a lowdown as to what he sees coming out of the bubble. We'll get into that. It's been a good one today. And, oh, by the way, for those that did not know, for those listening on the radio.com app in Green Bay, we are back. We are going to be on The Fan, WDUZ, beginning on Monday. We made that announcement there in Green Bay a little bit earlier today, but today on this program, I wanted to make that official as well. I could not leave out our great listenership up in Green Bay. Thanks to them as well. Time for us to go. Have a going. See you.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.